Hello, everyone. Welcome. We're glad that you have joined us. I know some of you are joining us on Facebook. Others are joining us on Instagram. And we are here today for our Wednesday Q&A. This is just something that we're wanting to do for this Breaking Culture series that Gary and Brian are preaching through on Sunday mornings. And so this past Sunday, Gary, you preached, and it was good. As we talked about bringing a culture of love, I guess, if you will, in the midst of a culture of hate, how can we break the culture to do that, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah, so as we kind of start and have this conversation, I just want to ask you a couple questions and kind of dialogue on this. And so, you know, I've heard feedback from several people that really love the sermon on Sunday and really want to do their best to make a conscious effort to break the culture, if you will, and, and really reach out and love their neighbors.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're like me, but there may be some folks in your neighborhood or around you or even in the lives of our church family who they just may not always agree with neighbors. Like,
right.
And so my question is how do you make a conscious decision to really put the interests of others first, to love others when we're talking about people that's difficult to do that
difficult
with.
To love. Yeah. Absolutely.
Hard and difficult to love.
They've got all the cars parked in the front drive and trash piled up, dog barks, they play their music too loud. You know, I really think that we have to stop and think about the commandment that Jesus gave us. I mean, we're just going back to the commandment. Remember, love God, love your neighbor, summarizes, according to Jesus, the whole Bible. You can just kind of put everything in the Word of God in one of those two categories. And I find interesting, it's not love God like your neighbor. It's actually love your neighbor. And so that's something that we're called to do, we're challenged to do. And it's not a matter of liking, it is a matter of loving. It is a matter of, wait a minute, I'm that one who's unlikable, whom Jesus chose to love anyway. God demonstrates his own love towards us. That's me. And that while I was yet a sinner, very, very unlikable to Jesus, Jesus chose to love me enough to die in my place on the cross. And so I think the deal is, if we see people the way they are, we can always find something that's not that likable in them. Right? But if we see people the way God created them to be, the way God wants them to be, then there is something that's extremely likable, and we just have to make the choice. Are we willing to love literally our neighbor, literally the person that lives next door, that has the dog, that barks too loud, that keeps us awake at night? Are we willing to love them the way that Jesus has loved us? And it all boils down to that. And if we're going to break culture, culture says, no, we love those who are lovable. We like those who are likable.
Right.
And we don't love those who are unlovable, and we don't like those who are unlikable. But we're not talking about flowing with culture. We're talking about breaking culture, and that's the way we break it.
Yeah, and that's difficult. That's hard.
A challenge. Absolutely.
So, but I think about the
sacrifice. If it's easy, anyone can pull it off,
that's
right?
That's true, absolutely.
As it is, only someone who's a follower of Jesus, empowered by the Holy Spirit, can actually pull that off.
Yep.
We can't do it by willpower. We can only do it by God's power.
Yeah, and I'm thinking of Jesus as our example, obviously. And he denied himself to the point of death, right?
Right.
I mean, he died on the cross.
Right.
So when I think about, you know, how are we gonna begin to try to forge some kind of relationship with that neighbor we just don't get along with, perhaps we start with just denying ourselves, right? And taking up our own cross and putting that interest of that person in front of our own.
Yeah,
it's a process.
It's a total process. We have to come to the place that we deny. We want our neighbor to behave in a certain way that pleases us. And we have to lay down that desire and instead love our neighbor in a way that pleases them, that allows us to point them to Jesus Christ.
Yep.
You know, so
You know, we've said this along the way over the years, that if we're going to really be intentional about reaching our neighbors or even discipling other people, that it's going to be uncomfortable and that it's going to cost us our time. So this whole idea of it being uncomfortable, is something that we should embrace as believers, to reach out and have conversations with the hard people. We need to embrace that uncomfortableness.
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, that's what I love about the you know, bingo. And mm-hmm. it's almost like it. I hate that almost we're calling it bingo because it sounds like we're playing some game or something.
Right.
But the truth is, it's like this serve. I don't know, buffet.
Yep, absolutely.
Because it's just this buffet of ways that we can actually serve our neighbor. And you think about it, if we want to demonstrate our love for our neighbor, mm-hmm. the way Jesus chose to demonstrate his love for us was not with a card, mm-hmm. and it wasn't with well wishes. Mm-hmm. It was with action. He came to serve us, not to be served. And so if we're going to really demonstrate love for our neighbor that goes beyond just hot air, mm-hmm. we're going to have to serve them. And we go, how are we going to do that? Man, I'd recommend everybody go check out Serve Bingo.
Yeah,
because it's really a serve buffet. Mm-hmm. And I was standing out there before we did this broadcast and just in the atrium, just looking at all of the ideas and mm-hmm. thinking, man, I need to go do some of those for my neighbor.
That's right.
It's really convicting, by the way, if you go look at that list.
Just something fun that we can all do, right? We can all stumble and fumble along together.
Yeah.
But in the midst of it, we are really painting really good pictures of the kingdom.
Absolutely.
The people who live right next to us.
100%.
Who I think we're responsible to show good pictures of the kingdom
100%.
With. Yeah. Very good. Well,
no doubt.
Let me ask you another question. The 5 G's, you know, is a big deal for us.
Yes,
you know, grace, gather, grow, give, go.
Yeah, right.
So as we've kind of always talked about those 5 G's as being the marks of a disciple, right?
Yeah.
And so if we're going to really take this serious and we're going to go out into our neighborhoods and we are going to do really strategic demonstrations of the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ, what G are we talking about?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, first of all, let me just kind of back up and talk about 5 G's for just a brief second. A disciple, we're to make disciples. God's calling you. If you're a child of God, you're listening to me right now. Actually, it's your mission. God has given you a great commission. This is your mission from God to go make disciples. Your first question is, what in the world is a disciple? If I've got to make them, what is one, right? Well, a disciple is somebody who's committed to grace, salvation by grace through faith, and find your identity in grace, committed to the gathering, you love the bride of Christ, committed to grow, healthy things grow, committed to give time, talent, treasure, to grow the kingdom of God and the church of Jesus Christ, right? And then it's to go tell someone the gospel and then stick around and teach them how to observe the gospel. That's what a disciple is. It's somebody who's committed to that. And I would say, before we start talking about, okay, which G is mm-hmm. this hitting, man, it'd be so helpful for you to go, what am I? Am I a 1G disciple? Am I a no G disciple? I hadn't made a commitment to Jesus. Or am I a 1G? Am I a 2G? I've trusted in Jesus and I go to church, but that's about it. Or I'm a 3G. I've trusted in Jesus. I go to church and I read my Bible and I pray. Or are you a 4G disciple? You trust in Jesus. You go to church. You read your Bible and you pray. And you're using time, talent, and treasure to advance the kingdom of God. Or are you a 5G disciple? Do you actually go out and share your faith? And are you discipling someone else? First of all, identify where you are. And then I would suggest this. When we serve, what we're doing is it's that fourth G mm-hmm. of our time, our talent, and our treasure. We're investing it in someone besides ourselves for the benefit mm-hmm. of the kingdom of God. Now, I do believe when we serve our neighbor, it may just open up an opportunity for us to engage in that fifth G, which is to go tell them the gospel.
Right.
But it's amazing, when Jesus served people, it seemed to open their ears.
That's right.
You think about it, everywhere Jesus went, he started with serving, and all of a sudden ears were open, and then he started sharing the gospel. And then we stick around and teach them how to observe and obey. So I would say the fourth G.
Yeah, that's great. And I love that what you said, that it could give you an opportunity to go to the fifth G, which is
absolutely.
Go, right? And so when we go, it's you have a testimony, right? You share your testimony, you tell them about Jesus, and give them an opportunity to to become a believer in Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Right?
Or take the next step. That's what it's about. Absolutely.
Well, man, thank you so much for spending some time talking to us today. I really appreciate
this
it.
This is fun.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We're glad that you are a part of our discussion. We will continue to post different things on social media each week about the Breaking Culture series. And, of course, every Wednesday we'll join you with a Q&A time. Thanks for joining us.